Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron, and the Pleiadians and Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this higher vibrational energy will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Hi, this is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron and the Pleiadians, and awakened healer. And we are just thrilled to share this week's energy forecast, channeled, no less, channeled energy forecast here for the week of January 15th through the 21st. And we've got our lovely co-host, Susan Schuler. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. So excited. We've got some new energy here this week with that new moon today. Today's the new moon. So the month is moving quickly, OMG. And we're just ready to jump in and get started here. So we're going to have Susan go ahead and mute herself. Perfect. All right. And I wanted to take a moment to invite you to a Reiki class that I have coming up on February 16th. It's a Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am teaching one series for 2018. So this is your chance. This is your shot. I won't be offering this class again until February of next year. So if you haven't heard of Reiki before, it's phenomenal. And I know that Reiki was really where I began to open up my psychic medium abilities. First of all, it was, you know, my father had passed and that kind of kickstarted everything. And then I began exploring and learning as much as I can. And I would have to say Reiki was the number one thing that really connected me to the spiritual realm. So Reiki level one, it includes an attunement from Archangel Metatron. It's very, very exciting. And this is available online or in person. So we're going to do a double whammy here with our group. And it's limited to only 7 people. So I expect it to fill up fast. You can learn all about that class over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And you can learn more about me over on our Facebook page, Julie, Psychic Medium Julie. All right, so we are ready to go ahead and jump in for our awesome, awesome channeling this morning. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to ring the tingsha bells to clear out any lower energy and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. And we're going to just move that camera back a little bit. There we go. All right. And I'm live. I'm actually channeling live. So be sure to jump over on Facebook to watch us channel live. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We come in love and light, offering a beautiful healing here today, as your planet continues to open and receive the beautiful energetic transmissions that come most specifically with your moon cycles. So as you notice the intensity of the energy around your full moon and your new moon, be aware that we in the spiritual realm, in alternate universes and dimensions, are working with you, assisting you in the expansion of this planet you call Earth. And we welcome in the Pleiadians, aligning with this sacred space here and assisting in the transmission of this frequency. So move into your heart. Feel the power as you align with the love that you are. An unstoppable force. Clearing out anyone in your life that may be draining your energy. And replacing that with pure, positive vibration. Your energy is best spent this week in collaboration, in cooperation, and connections with others. Imagine yourself as a tuning fork and feeling lost in the desert. And as you visualize your body becoming one big magnetic tuning fork, setting the intention to allow your soul to call in your tribe, to call in your connections that you have put into place in the contract you created before you came here to this planet. Asking those that are ready to fulfill their agreement with you to be shown. So do that with us now. Imagine a beautiful oasis, expansiveness, unlimited, unending. And now imagine being enveloped in this beautiful magnetic force, your body becoming a tuning fork for people that are in your highest good to align with. And within this expansion, your vibration begins to rise higher and higher and higher. And within the rising, anything that is not serving you most specifically people in your life that are not serving your highest good are now being released from your energetic auric field, healing and releasing any cords that they may have to you. Feel the freedom in this knowledge. Feel the magnificence in creating and manifesting creative endeavors with people that are in alignment with your soul's life mission here. Incredible joy, easiness, effortlessness as you come together to create exciting possibilities for all. This week, pay attention to the still small voice within your mind, the voice encouraging you and inviting you to experience or take risks. Several years back, Julie had the opportunity to attend a workshop, and she had many reasons why this was not going to work for her, even though in her heart she really wanted to attend. And we asked her to trust, and she would come up with excuse after excuse of why this wasn't for her. But she was able to overcome that ego, that rational mind, and she was able to step into the space of the unknown with us. And the greatest blessing of her life occurred. She met Susan. And with Susan, Julie has been able to push herself even further, opening up even more to all that she is and all that she came here to be. And she is incredibly grateful. So again, we invite you this week to trust your divine guidance. Where is spirit leading you? Where is God whispering to you to go? Or how are they trying to help you make the connections you need to fulfill your ultimate expansion? This is not a time of going it alone. This is a time for engaging with others, for finding where you fit, for where there are more than one, there am I. Do not underestimate the power of a group collective consciousness. Let go of your fears. Take the first step that will ultimately lead you into the unknown. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron and the Pleiadians. And you are invited to stay tuned. We'll be taking a short break here. And coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And don't forget, we're taking a free psychic reading at the end. Call in at 1-202-570-7057.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. I'm a professional psychic medium who lives in the Los Angeles area, although I do readings for folks through Skype and on the phone all over the world. I also do small group readings and what I like to call intention setting parties, which are also really awesome to do this time of year because we're still kind of in the New Year's resolution mode. As Julie mentioned before, we are accepting a psychic mini reading. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 202-570-7057. And Julie also mentioned that we will be getting our teaching our 12-week psychic development, mediumship, past life hypnosis, all of this fun stuff doing for our Lightworker Mentorship Program. I'm just going to give you the place to contact that. It's simply js31.eventbrite.com. So I'm going to give that to you again. It's js31.eventbrite.com. And that's where all the information is listed for it on that Eventbrite site. As I mentioned, Julie and I are doing this, and we're both really excited about it. It is going to be for a smaller group of people, so we highly suggest if you are interested in doing it that you do sign up rather quickly. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today was something that I've not mentioned in a while. I make candles that are intention candles, and they're made with soy, and they're very clean burning. Any of the information, if you're interested in learning more about the soy candles that I make, can be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. So I am going to turn myself off of the picture here and sort of take a nice deep breath and ask Jacob to step forward and see what he has to say on today's topic. Welcome, beautiful souls of light. We are truly pleased to be with you today on this new day, filled with unlimited creative possibilities. For it is true that every day you start again, and this new beginning allows you to create anything you wish to imagine. We see how many of you are beginning to use your imaginations now as you begin to fully consider all the many possibilities that await you if you choose to take advantage of them and are also brave enough to not let the fear of failure hold you back. For this specific fear is one of the most detrimental when attempting to create your new realities and dreams. Yes, we have said before, being bold, positive, and brave is exponentially important as you manifest the life you have imagined. But it doesn't mean you are all alone in this creation or that everything relies solely on you. For it is a truth that many hands make light work. We understand that not all of you have been raised well to work with others or to even trust others enough to want to co-create things in life. But you are wasting valuable resources if you choose to always go it alone. Remember, you are all one. So there are actually more similarities with others rather than differences. So why not find these pieces and get them to work together? Your human mind is an extremely powerful device due to each individual's particular experiences, however. Each one of you sees things in a different light. Therefore,
when two or more of you choose to have a collaborative meeting of the minds, you will have far more innovative ideas than would be possible if you only chose to go it alone. So why not take advantage of this? Each human filters their information through their light bodies, with all those various memories from times before. They also must sift through their emotions and brain from their current life situations, as well as all those situations before. So yes, individually, you are a powerhouse of information. But there is a beauty that lies when working collaboratively with and for others that not only allows you to help others manifest their desire, but to help in achieving your own. There are also so many valuable lessons about the ego that can be learned when dealing not only with your ego, but the ego of others. When you choose to put two or more heads together in a group, this is where your real learning will come. Never forget, learning is your real end game as you walk through this life on your planet. So any situation you evoke that aids in this endeavor should be heartily embraced. As we have said before, we are all energetically connected. So as much as you might wish to believe you are a single creation or a lone wolf, it simply is not so. That is your ego trying to push its way in again because it doesn't wish to make itself smaller in the act of collaboration. That little ego wants everything its way and likes to believe its way is the only way. Thoughts like this are what keep the ego alive and kicking. But true collaboration teaches to put the ego off to the side and embrace the idea of everyone winning, but winning in a way without the negative dog-eat-dog mentality. As we have said before, you are not a rat and this is not a race. So instead of the stressful attitude of living in constant fear and competition, why not strive to work together? We understand that for those of you who grew up in societies that embrace this capitalistic and competitive mindset, it may take some serious readjusting to understand that you do live in a world where there is plenty. Many of you believe there is just enough, and if you don't fight to get what you desire, another will take yours. And this is where an unhealthy competition comes into place, where we see people desperately striving to keep up and one up on each other, often for things they do not actually desire, but being chased by fear that if they don't do so, they will be left standing with nothing. So first, let us reiterate. There is plenty. Plenty for you. plenty for them, plenty for all. You need not live in this fear of keeping up with one another, being in fear of letting other people see what you want to achieve. Some of you are so fear-based, you refuse to tell others your hopes and dreams because you believe they will try to steal them from you. There is no one exactly like you, so this is impossible. Yet, still you fear. Now is the time to trust, not fear. Trust you will be taken care of to manifest your truest dreams. Trust that you can find others to align yourself to who will help you as you help them. Your planet is slowly waking up and moving away from your ego-based need to compete against one another. The day is dawning for you to begin to reach out your hands to another, thereby making it not only strength in numbers, but allowing a feeling of help rather than fear. Help, collaboration, and working together all come from a place of love. Love is where you need to come from. Love will empower you and those others who you choose to align yourself for the betterment of manifesting your dreams. This will build greater power with synchronicities and greater opportunities. And most importantly, it will teach you how to work together and away from your all-encompassing selfish egos. There is no need to feel so alone when creating your dreams. When you help others create their dreams, you are actually helping yourself as well, because you come from a place of love rather than fear, and therefore you will attract more love into your life. So the capitalistic belief that there is only enough for some is really just the opposite. Ask for guidance when you begin to do this, if this has been a foreign concept in the past. Your council of helpers knows what you need, and if your intention is clear to them, they will do their part to bring like-minded collaborators your way for the benefit of all. We tell you again, if you believe in scarcity, then that there is only just enough. And if you don't fight for what you want, others will take it from you. This is exactly what will happen, because it is what you believe in your heart. You have created a reality based from fear. Many hands do make lighter work, so allow yourself to branch out and learn to trust.
This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Up next, Julie and I will be discussing the previous channels of today. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Julie, you sound really kind of quiet to me. I'm not sure if your volume's turned up enough.
All right. There you go.
Oh, that's better. I want to hear your lovely voice.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. We are going live on Facebook right now. And here we go. All right. And this is so exciting to be here with everyone live on Facebook. All right, there we are. Yay. So this is Angel Talk Tuesday. And Susan and I are on a couple different platforms this morning. We're on Om Times Radio. We're hosting a radio show called Angel Talk Tuesday. And we focus on weekly energy forecasts, trans-channeled from spiritual masters from beyond. So today we channeled some exciting information about this week's energy. And Susan is going to start us off with talking a little bit about Archangel Metatron that I channeled.
You know, it's interesting, Julie. He talks always about so many different things, but today he really jumped right into explaining how we are tuning forks. And whatever we're attuned to is what's going to be attracted to us. And considering the energy report was about working and collaborating with other people, it reminded me, and this is more of a personal thing here, but it reminded me how in like 2008, I realized I did not have any spiritual tribe. So what I did was I really forced myself out there. And when I was going through my Christmas card list this year, I have over 120 friends who are mediums. I kid you not. And I'm talking like really awesome mediums. And it was like I set up that thing in 2008 saying, this is what I want. And I look back now and I'm like, holy cow, this is what I have. So,
That's
I mean, we
so
are
exciting.
This tuning fork.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say a quick shout out to Melissa. Oh, we've got quite a few people who have joined us here on Facebook. Welcome, John and Paul. Paul Jacobs is here again. Mandy, hello, Mandy. Julie Boyle, Susan Mitchell. Wow, Todd and Elizabeth. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. We are here sharing a beautiful energy forecast. Where is your energy best spent this week? And so we just did some channeled messages, some channeling with Metatron and Jacob over on our Om Times radio platform. And we're here on Facebook Live to talk about those messages that came through. So we're talking about collaboration. So this is where your energy is best spent this week, in collaboration, in partnering with someone, in finding your tribe. So if you'd like to share with us what you've done to find your tribe, or how you are in collaboration with a group or with a person, how that's changing your life, or maybe advice for other people, how they could jump in and do that. I have to say, you know, Facebook really is going through a huge transformation process, and they're moving away from the more of the individuals and into more group-oriented communities. So this is huge. This is not only where your energy is best spent this week, but it's the way of the world. Susan, more thoughts on the channeling from Metatron?
You know, it's just, it's interesting to me, because I do think that we are really trained. And it's funny, as a teacher, I remember putting kids in groups, and Julie, you were a teacher as well. Yeah. And there were some kids that just would jump into it. And then you saw certain resistance. And I always noticed there was specific resistance from the kids who were really smart, because they were like, I don't want to be with these people, they'll bring me down. And they were missing the whole idea of, you know, there's just such power in many. You know what I mean? Because we all do have our peaks and valleys. And it's like, if you have other people to work with who you trust, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And I have to say that sometimes it is work. So it's not easy. I know. And, you know, I went through quite a few different people, even just trying to find a co-host here on this show, on this platform, that was a really good fit for me and for them as well. And so I had gotten to the point, Susan was the last straw. And I told Metatron, I said, if this doesn't work with Susan, I am all done. I am all done. Because it's hard. It's hard to put yourself out there. It's hard to take a chance, a leap of faith. But it was so, so worth it. And, you know, it was so funny when Metatron talked about our meeting, Susan, the first time Susan and I met, because it really was like that. I had this really strong, the information came across to go to this weekend workshop in Asheville, and I was like, wow, that would be so exciting. But then my rational mind was like, boom, just slam the door shut on that. But Metatron wouldn't let it go. And I kept thinking about it, and it would pop up, different things would pop up. It was like always in my face. And I would have excuse after excuse. I mean, it was so funny, because they actually moved the location 3 times. And like with the first location, I was like, oh, that's too expensive. That'll never work. And the second location, I can't remember what the problem was. It was cheaper. So that wasn't an issue. But oh, I think all the rooms were filled up on site, and I wanted to be on site. I'll be darned if that didn't get moved again. And I was able to get a room on site. And by then, Metatron was like, bring it, bring it. We will overcome any excuse you could possibly dream up.
Which, Julie, if you think about it, that is an excellent example of you being a tuning fork. I mean, truly, it's just like, you're really? Like, okay, this is what I'm attracting. And it's like, boom, 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 you get it.
Yes, it's most awesome. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. So it's not easy. And it really is important for you to pay attention to your guidance and follow through, because honestly, Susan, you have been such a huge blessing in my life, and I could cry just thinking about that missed opportunity. Because I honestly, if we hadn't had that connection at that workshop, I highly doubt, because even when I invited you to come on the show, you were like, no. And I was like, all right, Metatron, I told you this is it. I'm not doing this again. And then it was crazy, Susan, that you and I were signed up for the same class in London on the same date, and we had no idea until we started on the show together.
Yep, exactly.
What?
that.
There's no way we could replicate any of that. Let's jump into some of the messages from Jacob. But before we do, I just want to give a shout out to our beautiful community that's joining us live here. Please, if you could hit like, if you feel led to share this on your page, we'd love it. Thanks, Diane, for joining us. That's my granddaughter's great-grandma, Angel from BAP. And Angel was there when Susan and I met. It was because of her. She created that workshop. Thank you, Angel. You probably didn't even know this story. Melissa, welcome, welcome. And yeah, if you could go ahead and type your name in the news feed and where you're from. We do a beautiful healing. We offer a free psychic reading here at the end. So at the end, the last couple of minutes, we'll ask you to just throw your psychic question in the news feed, and then we'll call a name and draw somebody for that free reading. Awesomeness, awesomeness. Jacob was on fire too. Jacob talked about, you are wasting valuable resources. There are people out there looking for you. There are people out there wanting to make this journey easier for you. Don't go it alone. Don't feel like you're on an island. And Jacob talked a lot about fear. And like what Susan said, we kind of get in this space that we're afraid if we share our ideas, if we share our opportunities with other people, they'll steal them from us. So Jacob really was about talking really about the way this planet is moving. It's moving away from competition and it's moving toward collaboration. So when you are alone on that island, you are limiting yourself. You're not utilizing all of your resources that you can be, and you're making it harder for yourself. So take the time and pay attention this week. Susan, you have some thoughts?
Well, it's interesting, Julie. You and I had a conversation about this earlier in the week when we were talking about our website stuff, and you were like, well, this is going to take the people to my website. Are you sure you want to do that? And I jokingly said to you, Julie, there's enough dead people for everybody. I am not in competition with you. And I truly feel that way. And I mean, even in the spiritual community, I see that weird competitive, and I'm like, I don't want any part of that with people. And I've purposely aligned myself with people who are like you, that are not competitive, that are more like, you know, if everybody wins, we all win, you know, that's a good thing. That's, to me, this is a huge shift I'm seeing beginning to happen.
Yeah, Jacob talked a lot about that win-win. And honestly, you know, my favorite thing about you, Susan, is that your ego's grown up. You don't have this screaming ego that at every turn is just, you know, putting up the paranoia that I see with so many that are out there. And not to say that the people I've worked with in the past were like that at all, because they weren't, but there's just this certain amount of compatibility. When you find your soul partner, and that's, I mean, I'm going to call it soul partner because it really, it's a soulmate. It's a soulmate in business. Like, just like you would have a soulmate in a relationship, you do have soulmates out there in business. And I think both Jacob and Metatron talked about that, how when you find that tribe that you contracted with these people, and your ego is preventing you from aligning with them out of that fear and paranoia. When you drop that, when you trust, and have faith and believe, again, acting as that tuning fork and saying, all right, universe, I know there's people out there, my soulmate, my business partner, soulmate business partner is out there ready and waiting for me. I open my heart to receive that. You can just, I mean, the healing we did this morning, I can feel a huge shift. Even within me, within the community that we serve, it's just really, really a beautiful thing. And a special shout out, we've got Julie Boyle, one of my favorite girls. Love you, Julie. Thanks for your support here today. And Dawn from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Dawn's in my Manifesting Mastermind group, and that has been so exciting. And Angel, she's got the thumbs up. She's the one that brought us together, Susan. Any other thoughts today, Susan?
I'm trying to think what else he was talking about. Let me think.
You live in a world of plenty. I love this one. Actually, it's part of the manifesting group. I do meditations every day, and one of the meditations is about you live in the world of plenty. And plenty of money, plenty to go around, plenty of business, plenty of mediums, plenty of dead people. I loved how you said that. You live in the world of plenty. And a special hello to Michelle. Thanks for stopping by today, Michelle. Don't forget to like our video if you're loving what we have to say here. Thanks again for your support this morning. We live in the land of plenty. Scarcity is an illusion created by the ego.
That's so true. And I mean, there are, and also it's like I've known people who they do have that, like, there's only, it's with the mindset of if someone's getting, that means they're losing. And that's always been an upsetting thing to me because I'm like, no, it's not like that. It doesn't work like that. There's like enough for everybody. And I remember making a mantra not too long ago where I opened up my vanity cabinet and it just, what the word was enough. It's like, I have enough. I am enough. Enough.
Ooh, I love that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. We are doing a free psychic reading right now. So if we haven't read for you in the last 6 months here on the Angel Talk Show, we would love it if you'd post a psychic question. I work with a bunch of different angel cards. And if you have a deck, you want me to pull a card. I know Susan works with tarot. I'm not sure if you have your deck up or not. Or a question, a psychic question. We're just keeping our eye on the news feed. The different decks I work with is a healing deck, angel messages. The romance deck is a favorite one. Life purpose. We have the fairy deck. The numerology deck is my favorite one, and I love that one. That's becoming my number one favorite. So if you have a psychic question this morning, go ahead and type that in our news feed. And the next one we see, oh, welcome, Sue. Sue from Arthur Findlay College just stopped by. And she was in my group. She was my teacher, love Sue to pieces. And welcome, Kelly. First time here. Anthony joined. Awesome. So we are looking for your psychic question. What do you want to know today? Is there a person you're thinking about partnering with? We just need a first name. You don't have to give us a last name. Any question you have about your life, we are here to help you answer that. So we've got just a few more minutes that will be live on the air. Kelly and says, message from my husband. Kelly, is he in spirit?
And it's interesting, too, Julie, what you were talking about, the cards that you use. To me, it's like, and I don't know if people always understand this, it's like, when I was first learning the tarot deck, I didn't actually know that that was psychic. You know what I mean? It was like, it didn't even occur to me. But like what you said, like, I always do a soul-to-soul connection with someone when I do psychic readings. But what you said is so many times you'll give the information and then you use the cards and it backs up exactly what you were saying. And to me, that's always kind of fun to do it that way.
All right, we just got our question that came through from Michelle Pratt. And Michelle Pratt wants to know, should I sell?
Sell what? I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Should I sell? I'm thinking it's a house.
Did she respond?
No, but I would say it's a house.
Okay, I'm just going to give you what I'm getting on this when I talk about Michelle selling. The energy dips down for this. I feel like now's not necessarily the proper time. I'm drawn
to
March.
It is her home, just to clarify.
Oh, it is her. Okay. Okay. I'm drawn to March for some reason, and it just feels like from what I'm feeling as the energy sort of starts climbing around March, I feel like March, April, May would be much more positive for you to do it. So it's like, unless it's absolutely mandatory, I'd hold tight a little bit longer.
And I would definitely agree with that. And I see the energy kind of at a standstill. It's not going forward or going back. And what I'm seeing, the card that came from the Archangel deck is life review. So right now is the time about assessing what all of your options are, kind of taking a life review, where you're at, where you want to go. I just get the sense that you don't have all your ducks in a row, or that there are things that need to be put into place, before you actually put the house up. And a lot of times I see that as there's work that needs to be done on the house before you sell it that would increase the value of the home and be very beneficial, even though there might be a small investment that you have to make up front to do that.
And Julie, like it's interesting as you say that, I'm seeing the kitchen. So she may want to tweak
to be updated. That is so awesome. And she's nodding. She totally agrees. It's perfect. We might have time for one other quick one. Dawn, are my migraines caused by my gut, my gift? I think it's gift. Are my migraines caused by my gift? Any thoughts on that, Susan?
Well, what I'm feeling here is no, they're not caused by your gift. I feel like what more than anything, I'm drawn to two different things here. I feel like there's hormonal changes going on in your body, and I also feel like there's an issues with sodium. So maybe it could be something as simple as drinking a lot more water. I'm sorry, I'm getting cut off. So go ahead, Julie.
No, she's great. You're great. Everybody's great. We love this Facebook Live. Thank you so much for your support. Again, be sure to like or love. Share it on your newsfeed if it resonates with you. We hope to see you back here next week. Until then, remember, cooperation and collaboration is where your energy is best spent.